God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome into Do Not Keep Silent. Jason Mazurek, your host here, going to be taking a look at, well, brainwashing just a bit, but words of eternal life. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Yeah, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Our parent ministry is Worldview Warriors, worldviewwarriors.org. We're about equipping students to impact this generation for Jesus Christ. As we get started here tonight, take a look at John 6:68. But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." John 6:68 there for us to consider as we get started tonight. Friends, you can find most of this at Worldview Warriors. Click the blog tab, it'll take you there. It's titled "The Words of Eternal Life," written by Charlie Wolcott. You know, Jesus had gone through a heated discussion with Jewish leaders in Capernaum and made the statement that in order to be his disciple, you had to eat his flesh and drink his blood. The Jews, having the strictest diet in the world, understood precisely what Jesus was saying. In order to have life, you had to make Jesus your very sustenance of life. Friends, the crowd left him. The same crowd that ate the feeding of the 5,000 meal. Yeah, 5,000 men. Friends, there were approximately 15,000, 20,000 people were there. Now, Jesus turned to his disciples and asked if they wanted to go as well. Peter answered with the above statement there, which is John 6:68, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." You see, he knew that no one else had what Jesus had. You know, in the past, we've talked a bit about the importance of words and the effects of brainwashing. But friends, as we continue on here, we want to move on to victory, not fear. You see, that there's a way to protect our minds from brainwashing and at the same time restore our minds from the brainwashing that had already taken effect. Words have been used to poison our minds and to fog our brains, if you will. Satan has taken words to get us to not believe what God has said. But Satan can only corrupt and mimic and counterfeit. The existence of a counterfeit can only prove the validity of the original. And the original will always prevail against the fake, friends. Now, there are two things we'd like to take a look at tonight. How the words of eternal life can prevent us from being brainwashed. And the second is how the words of eternal life can undo the brainwashing that has already been done. When we have the words of life, the message from God, and it is applied in our lives, no fog, no deception, no brainwashing will overtake us. How do we keep from being brainwashed, you know, from being deceived? Well, friends, there's really only one way to know or identify a fake $20 bill. And that's to know a real one. There's only one way to escape from a lie. And that's to know the truth. Yes, friends, it really is that simple. If we want to avoid being brainwashed, well, we must know the truth. There are countless verses that talk about knowing God. seeking the wisdom of God and knowing the words of life. Well, friends, let's take a look at one. Jesus was in the wilderness and fasting. Satan tempted him to make bread out of rocks, and Jesus made this statement, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." You see, this is critical. We are to live on every word that comes from the mouth of God. The initial deception by Satan put the word of God in question. You know, has God really said? The whole purpose of the attack is to confuse us to wondering if we heard God's words correctly. Question if God was clear enough. And even question if God was even being sincere and honest. If we know what God actually said, however, then no one can move us. Friends, this is why so many people will ask, "Are you sure you have the right interpretation? Or what makes you think you got it right?" Because if we do have it right, it means that they've got it wrong. Now, friend, please, I'm not calling for arrogance or beating our chest over having the truth. Not at all. Do not confuse confidence in what God has said with arrogance, or let the detractors do it either. The best way to avoid getting brainwashed is to test everything we hear with Scripture. Friends, just keeping it real here. That includes even things from Worldview Warriors, whether it's my writings or Charlie's writings or Chad's writings or Steve's writings, Katie's writings, whoever's writing. Friends, if what we are preaching is not aligned with Scripture, well, straight up, we'd like to know about that. None of us have it all figured out, but we stand with confidence that what Scripture says is true and is the standard of all reality. If we test not just the words, but the images and the spirit behind the words, then we can be assured that we will not be duped. If it is false, there will be a red flag warning against it, friend. Now, if it is true, it will resonate with the truth that we have learned. However, we cannot test what we hear with what we do not know. Consider that. The Holy Spirit will not pull out of our minds that which we never put in, especially if we had the opportunity to do so. We must test what we hear. But friends, many of us have already been brainwashed simply for no other reason than we went to school or watched TV. And really, friends, there's only one way to undo this brainwashing, and that is to renew your mind. I'll dig into that when I come back again. This is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
Do you feel unworthy of God using you in your life or His kingdom? Just look at all the ways Samson messed up, and I bet you won't feel quite so bad. God can and will use anyone for His purposes, and all we need to do is be obedient to Him. Although, like Samson, we will likely still mess up and need God's forgiveness. But if we are willing to be used by God in the method and the timing that He sees fit, well, friend, He will do miraculous things through you. Find more about this at Katie Erickson's blog post titled Judges 16, 28 through 31.
find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Dear friends, have you ever felt like everything you touched crumbled in your hands? Like everything you plant, in essence, dies at the root? Well, friends, I've heard it said, bloom where you're planted. But friends, what if everything you plant doesn't take root and it doesn't grow? Well, friends, I encourage you to ponder this scripture, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. I encourage you to go take some time and read Amy Samuel's blog post entitled, Dead at the Root.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, you can find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. As we continue on, just want to remind you about our free apologetics conference, the Here I Stand Apologetics Conference. Here I stand, I can do no other, so help me God, amen, from Martin Luther there. Saturday, October 17th is when this conference is, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. A lunch will be provided. Tickets are required, and it is a free event. It's at the Center for Christian Ministries in Findlay, Ohio. I encourage you to go to worldviewwarriors.org, click the events tab. It'll take you there, and you can click the poster, take you to where you can register. Space is limited, so we encourage you to take some time. Go and register for this event. Not just myself will be there. Katie Erickson will be there. Steve Reisner will be there. We also have Bill Tseng available. Pastor David Odegaard, as well as Israel Reisner. We are looking forward to not just having them there, but having you join us as well. Again, the Here I Stand Apologetics Conference on Saturday, October 17th. You don't want to miss it, friends. Again, find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Let's continue on regarding words and eternal life words. Again, when I left you, I was talking about renewing your mind. Again, many of us have been brainwashed already simply for no other reason than we went to school or watched TV. There's only one way to undo this brainwashing, and that is to renew your mind. It takes a supernatural, recreating work of God to renew our minds. We won't be able to do it by strength of will, friends. I know some of us want to do that, but it really cannot be done that way. It takes God to do it. We have to recognize that our minds are corrupt and we'll never be able to see clearly on our own. However, if we respond and receive the light that God gives us, He will give us more light. And with more light comes more clarity and more of the cleansing of the mind. I'm all for that. I sure hope you are too, my friend tuning in right now. The renewing of our minds includes a literal reprogramming of the mind. Did you know that pornography literally rewires the brain? But so does studying, meditating, and memorizing scripture. It will rewire our brains so that it will not go to the things of the flesh. That's part of why Paul said to think about good things, noble things, lovely things, anything that edifies and glorifies God. The mind that has been cleansed from the flesh and the brainwashing of the world is one that can focus on God Almighty, His plans, His glory, and His kingdom. The mind that is fully submitted to Christ is a mind that cannot be bought, cannot be moved, cannot be deceived, cannot be conquered and ultimately will win every battle it fights. Friends, let's not forget that as born-again believers with renewed minds, being transformed and conformed into the image of Christ, we have an advantage. We have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will protect us. The Holy Spirit will protect you. He is the one who gives us the red flag when we hear something questionable. The Holy Spirit is the one who guards us against false teachings. And when we do fall, Holy Spirit is the one who will discipline us, correct us, bring us back into a right relationship with Father God. If we listen to the Holy Spirit, I believe it's possible for us to live sin-free from that day forth. But that's a whole nother thing. Friends, we've been brainwashed into thinking that we have to sin and that we're doomed to fail. Friends, let's give our lives, give our minds over to God. Friends, Romans 8 says this. It's just powerful. Romans 8 could go on and on and on. It says, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemns sin in the flesh that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the flesh, the things of the Spirit. I should say, according to those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Friends, I could go on, but find Romans 8. Go read it for yourself. I don't know about you, but I'm so looking forward to peace. Peace of mind. It is so powerful. Friends, we can live in the peace of God. Friends, words are dangerous when in the wrong mouth. But when they come from God, they are the very source of life. I encourage you to turn to the words of life. Go after the things of God. Train your mind to think God's way, not man's way. Jesus is the true and faithful witness. He is the very word of God. He is trustworthy. And we can believe every word that he says. Let us break free from the brainwashing of this world and of the worldly false teachings, but instead have our minds be renewed and aligned to the things of God. Friends, I'll put this blog post up in its entirety at Do Not Keep Silent on Facebook. You can also find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Click the blog tab. You can search the words of eternal life right there. Again, my name's Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. I do want you to consider part of a quote from C.S. Lewis of, "I was made for another world." Friend, you've been made for another world. I greatly encourage you to consider this on this day. Again, my name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. Again, you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Friends, our Christian duty is not the outworking of how good we are or what makes us feel like Christians. Our social duty is centered only in God, and we must please Him first in our service, just like Jesus did. Jesus did not give humankind what they wanted. Rather, He gave them what they needed. In the same way, we do not give people what they want, but what God has said they truly need. That does include felt needs sometimes, but it does not begin there. Lastly, the rubric of whether or not we have been successful lies with God's, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," not in how people respond to us.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, tonight I've been sharing with you from Charlie Wolcott, one of our bloggers for Worldview Warriors. His postings go up every Friday morning around 6 a.m. I'd like to point you to one of his resources that's out there, Biblical Foundations. It's on Worldview Warriors Publishing. Again, Biblical Foundations, Basic Christianity and the Reliability of Scripture. It was released just last year. You know, what is Christianity? What does it mean to be a Christian? How can we live out this faith in practical ways in our lives every day? Why should we believe or follow Christianity? You know, and what makes Christianity true? You ever thought about that? Maybe you've been challenged with that. I don't know. Well, friends, there's 60 studies in this book. And they're answered, well, these questions are answered from various angles, giving solid reasons why we can trust the Bible. Why Christianity is indeed the only true religion. And how we can live out this life beyond religious church services. Again, you can find this resource at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. It's in paperback and Kindle, available there for you. Also, it's a great gift as well. Again, Biblical Foundations, Basic Christianity, and the Reliability of Scripture. Again, written by C.A. Wolcott for Worldview Warriors Publishing. One last thing I'd like to leave you with here is, what is Worldview Warriors? Well, Worldview Warriors is a group of godly leaders passionate about teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. We engage students, parents, and grandparents with relevant biblical discussion and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation. Yes, here and now. And we do this through various ways. And you're hearing one of them right now here. Right now, whether through the radio or podcast. Again, you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Some core values we hold as well. Jesus Christ alone is our hope and the only real and lasting hope for the world. Dear friends, it is only in Him that we can find truth and change in our lives. If you'd like to learn more about that, go to John 14, verse 6. And we do our best to challenge not just students, but people we engage to think critically and invite debate with their peers, emphasizing that they approach others in love so they can impact the world. And we base that off of Acts 17:17-18. Again, my name is Jason Nazurek, your host for the program. And again, Worldview Warriors equips students, parents, and grandparents to impact this generation for Jesus Christ. Friends, some of those ways we invest, again, are through this radio programming, our internet presence, even through our blog posts and social media as well. Again, you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I so appreciate you being a part of what's going on here with the ministry. And as well, our brand new resources available to you as well. God is Good, written by Katie Erickson. Reflections on the Book of Judges. That's available right now as well, too. Thanks for being with me. And this is Do Not Keep Silent. I'm not a pushover. You don't know me now. You don't know me now. I'm not a pushover. I'm not a push. You don't know.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.